right, Bashaud Breeland is with us here at training camp. Redskins got a preseason game coming up in a few days. And Bashaud, what are your thoughts on that first game? It's about time you hit somebody else, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, man. Going against your teammates all day, you get a little antsy, get antsy, ready for the fire to start burning.
Tell you what, I kind of see a little bit of a different Bashaud Breeland here this year. I think a very outgoing, a very confident individual. How does this year feel different for you?
Man, it feels great. You know what I mean? Going into your last year, contrary, you got a lot to prove, no pressure, but I'm just enjoying my teammates, building this cohesiveness and ready to get to this playoff run.
What's it about if you're not from South Carolina, are you allowed in the secondary? I guess Sua must be an honor. Well, he went to SC.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how that worked out.
Yeah, we made an exception, you know what I mean? Yeah. USC, so he was able to come in there with the South Carolina crew. You know what I mean? But he's a good asset back there. You know what I mean? Special talent at the safety position. He made a lot of plays for us at the backup position last year. I'm excited to see him play at the safety position, see what he can do for us.
What have you been working on here? I mean, again, you've done a lot in your time with the Redskins. I know you always want to improve. What are some of the things you're focusing on in camp?
Man, I'm just focused on being a good teammate and helping my teammates, put them in good position so we can get this playoff run, like the safeties, you know what I mean? We learn the defense together. So we're trying to build a cohesiveness back there so we can be a dominant unit.
How important is that? It might be easy to say that, you know, that we have to have chemistry, but last year there was a couple of occasions where I saw you doing one of these, and of course, you know, team didn't do as well as you'd wanted to. So could you talk about how that chemistry benefits the secondary?
It benefits a lot. You know what I mean? When you don't have to think about where your teammate's going to be and just know where they're going to be, it helps you break on ball and be aggressive in certain plays. You know how you can play different techniques, different pass plays. When you don't know your safety, you're all over the place. You try to cover everything, and that's when you get out leverage.
So I saw you with the GoPro the other day. It seemed like you were having a lot of fun, and the fans were loving it. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. You know what I mean? He asked me to put the GoPro on before practice. I went to interact with the fans, and they loved it. You know what I mean? They bring excitement to me doing it. You know what I mean? It kind of got me going, got me wanting to do it a little more. But it was fun.
What are your thoughts on your defensive backs coach, Torian Gray, first year with the Redskins? How has that gone?
Man, I like Torian Gray. I like what he brings to the table. You know what I mean? His technique and the way his coaching style. I feel like he can help us be dominant back there.
And Greg Minuski, how has he changed the way you think you're going to play? He's a different, how can I say it, very strong-willed individual. He's kind of a fiery guy. How has that rubbed off?
Yeah, it did a lot. You can see the animation back there with us, just the type of person he is. He get us going, and he's aggressive. So we get to be aggressive back there, you know what I mean? All before, we used to sit back and not really be too much aggressive on third down and different plays, you know what I mean, catching receivers. But now we're going to attack. We're in attack mode.
You know, I watch him, and I wonder, you know, he's a former player, and he has a theory, put you guys in a position and let your athletic ability and your smarts take over. Does that kind of free you up a little bit from having to think back there?
Yeah, a lot, totally. When you don't have to think, you just be able to react. You make more plays. When you think about plays, you stop yourself from making plays.
Any special pressure on you last year, the contract? Because I know your pro football career doesn't go on for 20. Maybe you will play for 20 years. I don't know, Bashaud. I shouldn't judge that. but it is the end of this current contract. So how do you view this season? I mean, how do you not put pressure on yourself?
It's no pressure. I'm doing the same thing I've been doing, coming out here competing, and, you know what I'm saying, compete for my spot the same way. Feel like I'm a rookie just coming in trying to get a spot. That's the way I feel.
I don't know. I remember Bashaud Breeland as a rookie.
Yeah.
Dude, you have really matured as a football player and as a man. I'm really, really proud of the way you've come along, man, because I think you're one of the better players on the team, and you don't shy away from a challenge.
I don't.
You don't shy away from a challenge, and your off-the-field endeavors have really expanded. What do you suppose this season's going to be like for this football team? Put everything else aside, you know, how good do you think you guys are going to be?
I feel like the sky's the limit for it. I feel like if everybody put their focus in and hone in on really what we want to accomplish, I feel like this season can change around for us. You know what I mean? We can really change the culture of DC, the culture of Redskins, and take it back to the old days, nasty defense, you know what I mean? Really being nasty, you know what I mean? I feel like we got the players and key components that we just picked up to help us also.
Yeah, you get a little pass rush. You never know how many picks he's going to get. Good luck this year, Bashaud. Really pulling for you. Have a great year.
Thank you.